Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will talk with Humboldt head volleyball coach Ashlyn Clark and head football coach Derek Elmet. Our first guest is Humboldt head volleyball coach Ashlyn Clark, who saw her team clinch a share of the 2023 North Central Conference title in her first year as head coach after sweeping the Algona Bulldogs 3-0 Thursday night. I caught up with Clark after the victory.
So proud having those two losses earlier in the season against Webster City and then St. Ed's, but being able to come back and take Algona away in three, especially with them being super big rivals of us in every single sport that we play. So to be able to put them away in three is a really great feeling.
32 consecutive set victories over Algona. What does that mean just for, you know, having that type of dominance in a rivalry against your rival?
Feels really good just to be able to be on top of that and just to continue every single year to add to those numbers.
I had a chance to get a lot of the seniors on the floor here tonight in senior night. What was that mean for you to be able to have that opportunity when your team be able to clinch it, to have a special moment out there?
Yep, absolutely. I was looking at the score when it was like we were up 13-8, and I was like, okay, when do I pull the trigger? When do I pull the trigger? And it worked out really well being able to have that gap. And it, like, they still played really hard with us, and our girls did a great job coming in.
Coach, you're able to bounce back from a loss against Bondurant-Farr and get a win now going into the postseason. What does this do for confidence and then looking ahead against Storm Lake now?
It's just really big, especially because Algona went and beat Storm Lake a couple weeks ago, but to be able to have that underneath our belt, to know that we can beat them and that we can compete with Algona to turn into next week and just to continue with that.
Being conference champ, though, what does it mean to you in your first year as a head coach?
It's super, super special to be able to have that first one, but I'm more looking forward to the three more games down the road.
Final thoughts here from this evening on senior night.
I'm just really proud of the girls to be able to come out and play because it is really a big teeter-totter going into senior night. There's a lot of emotions. The girls are nervous, they're excited, and for sometimes it's our last time playing on this court, but fortunately we have Tuesday to be able to brush that off. So I'm just really proud of the girls to be able to come out and play aggressively, and especially against Algona, where we do have that super big competition.
And a last question, to coach these seniors this year, what have they meant to you in this program?
They have a lot of grit, and they've been able to show it through and throughout in the first, from our first game to now. And just being able to have that first season underneath my belt, these seniors have been amazing, and it's just a great experience to be able to coach them.
Coach, congratulations on a co-NCC champ. We'll see you on Tuesday for postseason volleyball here against Storm Lake.
Yes.
That was Humboldt head volleyball coach Ashlyn Clark. Our next guest is Humboldt head football coach Derek Elmet. The Humboldt football team defeated the number one team in the state in Class 3A in the Clear Lake Lions by the score of 34-0 at Mason Mock Field Friday night. The win put the Wildcats in the driver's seat with a chance to win the district next week against Webster City. I caught up with Elmet after the win.
You know, if you go back to the beginning of the season and you think about all those unknowns, you know, and to then to be at this point, I just think it's pretty amazing. You know, the uphill battle, we had so many kids in new starting positions, and then here we are in a position like this in a game that I'm sure, you know, 80% of the people start thinking that this is impossible for us to win, which I get. I mean, they're number one, and we're sitting at 4-3 after a tough loss to Algona and, you know, losing a kid like Grant Dielman who couldn't play tonight because of a concussion. It's tough. And you know, I saw it all week in practice. Another week where we just put our head down, put our nose at the grindstone, whichever one of those cliches you want to say, and just went to work. And we had a great week of practice. And tonight it showed. Tonight it showed toughness and grit. A little flair once in a while. And I'm just I can't say enough good things about our kids. Huge plays when they needed. Seniors stepping up in huge times. It was great.
Subway player of the game, Trey Al-Hamid. What a snap and what a play here defensively this evening. What did you see from him stepping up here?
Trey got thrown into the game last week and, you know, not knowing what was going to happen. And today he prepared this week he prepared as a starter. And that's what Trey can do when you prepare as a starter. He did a phenomenal job, you know, came downhill hard, made some great tackles at the line or behind the line of scrimmage. I mean, he had one heck of a game tonight and stepping up big time. And that's just what it's been all year. You know, the other one on the other side taking Grant's spot on offense, Keegan Rasmussen had a heck of a night blocking. There were some huge blocks that he had that sprung big plays. And so I just think, you know, it's a whole bunch of guys that come together and, you know, maybe don't look the part when they step onto the field, but when they play, They play with their whole heart. And they play with everything they've got, and they give, you know, they give everything they can to the team, and that's what we saw tonight for sure.
Cohen Manson with some big runs here this evening. For him as quarterback to have that poise out there that he did against Clear Lake, what did you see his performance here this evening?
You know, we had to kind of figure out what they were going to show and what they weren't going to show, and Cohen gave us a lot of reads on what Clear Lake was going to do. So we were able to get him in some sweep plays, some lead plays. There's just some things that he was able to do because of what we saw and how we formation our out formation Clear Lake. You know, early on it was our trio stuff. That out formation, they adjusted that. We were able to run to the weak side and run our lead play. And then they adjusted that. So then we started looking at, okay, what's, you know, it came out in the second half and struggled a little bit. Went trips, and they did not cover our trips heavy to that side in a run set, so to speak, defensively. So we were able to run to the trip side. And so it was just finding where they were weak, basically.
Another two rushing touchdown night for Lance Kuhn on senior night. Coach, to have him part of this offense here on senior night, what did it mean for you?
He had some huge runs tonight, you know, and just so proud of him. And so, again, grateful for him that he has the opportunity to play on senior night, because I know that, you know, there's probably some time there where him and I and everybody else just didn't know if this was even possible. And he's been back for all our district games and just been such a dude, you know. That's what it comes down to, you know, just such a dude.
And then, Coach, pitching a shutout on senior night against
the number one team
in the state. Coach, to see that effort from your defense tonight, down one of your big front guys. What's the feeling?
Can't describe it. Coach Wick and I were talking, this is probably one of the biggest wins I've had since I've been here. I mean, this is just a big one. This one feels good. Everything about it feels good. It's one that I'm going to remember for a long time just because of the way these kids played. They didn't quit on themselves. They didn't quit on their teammates. They just went out and balled out. Had one more shot on Mason Mock and had a blast out here together. You know, I'm going to have to wash all those jerseys tomorrow, which is going to suck.
I was wondering who was going to be doing
man,
that.
Man, they had fun sliding. They had fun with it all. And I can't say enough about it. I'm so proud of them.
Senior night, it was one final time, at least in the regular season here, coaching these seniors at Mason Mock Field. During that walk, what was running through your mind as you took one final
walk? Man. I love them. I love my guys. I love them. There's nothing better than seeing these guys play football. Nothing. Love them.
Webster City defeats Algona 47-0 tonight. You're on the road at Webster City. What's your thoughts going into the final regular season matchup against your rivals?
This is what we want. This is where we want to be at the end of the season. Games matter at the end of the season like this. This is where we want to be. And, you know, it's pretty special. It's a pretty good spot to be in, you know, and shot to be a part of the district title this year again. And I can't say enough about where our kids are. I love them.
Well, Coach, congratulations on a huge win that's bound to rock 3A. Interesting to see.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what Bound has to say about that.
Yeah, RPI for sure, and just the football world at Iowa high school level, what it will be come Monday afternoon with rankings and everything. But congratulations on the victory, and best of luck coming up next week for your final regular season matchup at Webster City.
Thanks. Go Cats.
That was Humboldt head football coach Derek Elman. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Main. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.